Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit again and again every day among his chosen. He moves. Those who yield to him, God will not ignore. He will use them appropriately. The Lord our God evaluates everything, so don't doubt against yourself ever, because God is with you. And it's not about what you can do, it's what the Holy Spirit can do through you. And he loves to help us increase. He protects us. And he helps us to be foundational so that he can pour more anointing on us, that we may see, when we bear fruit, we draw men to Jesus. Jesus said, "And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." That is true. That is the way of God. That's how it works. The Holy Spirit will use your foundational works of love. Love and determination, compassion, causes us to be foundational. You can't do it without love. Never ever focus on performing the law. Focus on his love and you will fulfill the law. I'm going to say that again. Never focus on performing the law. Focus on his love and you will fulfill the law. Never focus on performing the law. Focus on his love and you will fulfill the law. The love of God causes us to look to him. See, if we try to fight Satan in our strength, he outclasses us. You can't fight him like you would a fellow man. And when people offend you, you don't have to fight them like a man. You don't have to avenge yourself. Whatever you do, do it biblically, and God will help you. Forgive those that are rude. Be on ready to forgive people. But also be on ready to respond to the living wisdom of God. Operate in the knowledge of God, and God will take you far beyond the wiles of the devil. This is very important. So many people, proud men, always, they look within. They try to avenge themselves. They try to make their own rules. They want God on their terms. And in their life, it don't work. God can't build on anybody that's given to pride. But the Lord does build on those who obey him, who love his love. Those who are sincere are the only people who will operate in his love. People that are not sincere in their heart, they will not treasure the word of God, and they'll fall into the wiles of the devil. They'll live by deception, and they can't come out of it. They got to love. They have. If you show me a man that without sincere love in his heart, he's not coming to God. If he don't have sincere love, the things of God is like a fantasy to him. It's in value. It's not valuable to him. He don't agree. There's no covenant. There's no agreement. He's gonna try to do it his way every time. But they that love God, they yield. They learn to yield to him. What caused you to come out of the world and live under the instruction of a God you never seen? What alerted you to him? It was the life that other people lived. It was the beautiful ways of God that attracted you to him in the first place. This is faith. People that want the truth, faith, their faith is valuable to them. Their love is real. They just love God for who he is. And they living in a dark world, but they don't let that bother them. They love God and they act on that love. I don't know a simpler way to put it. Even Christians that fall out of love, they start doing just what they start operating according to the world. Satan baits them away from things that make them strong. He divides them. He causes separations from those that walk in love. Their best friends, the people that help them grow, he finds a way to get them to be at odds with them and separate from those that make them strong, that help them, that help encourage their strength. While he secretly sends evil, proud people to replace the living friends. And eventually they're surrounded by dead friends. And then they're baited into the world, into a life that has no fulfillment. Only proud people can be attracted to the evil ways of darkness. But when you reject darkness, you reject the life that goes with it. When you receive the love of God, and you reject the darkness of this world, you become stronger. And you can retain what God has given you. Yesterday's broadcast, it was the Lord had me to deal with some things. How as we grow from glory to glory, we're enabled to do greater things over time. But when as you receive the revelations of God that make you stronger, you embrace them. And I gave the analogy of when I build engines, I have to torque each bolt to its proper tension. And you torque it down. Now that, it's like when you torque the cylinder head on a vehicle, on a car or truck or whatever. You're torquing it down to the manufacturer's specifications, and it's proven that if you do that, it will last. You'll never have head gasket trouble. The car will have to run hot, or something will have to happen to it, but it will never fail on its own. It will always stay there because it was torqued correctly. Same thing with the crankshaft and the rod bearing bolts and the main bearing caps. When they're torqued correctly, you won't have a problem with that engine ever. And it'll last till the bearings wear out. And the bearings won't wear out if you keep oil in them. So what the thing is this. The point is this. When God give you revelation, you got to clamp it down. You got to get a hold on it. And you got to keep it. But those that let the word slip. See, love causes us to grasp the word and hold on to it. We see that how it can benefit our life. We see that we need this revelation, and we don't take it lightly. But proud people always take revelation lightly. They criticize it. They try to disprove it. They don't see the wisdom in it. Because they're operating by the liars and the enemy's standpoint. They're operating according to Satan. You can't use satanic knowledge to help you in God's knowledge. You have to drive it out because it will interfere. That's why Paul said, you know, let us pay attention to the things we've heard, lest at any time we let it slip. Distractions causes the word to slip out of us. Interruptions, anger, frustrations, lust. You know, Hosea said, wine, whoredoms, wine, and new wine take away the heart. It causes the word to slip out of you. The revelation that God took time to teach you, you were foundational when he gave it to you. And then you let these distractions take away your sight. Your focus is different. And then when your focus is on the world somewhere, anywhere, the word starts slipping out. The enemy starts stealing what made you strong in the first place. And also he gets you to be miffed with the people that help you grow in the first place. If you'll criticize the revelation that God has given you, then you'll also criticize the messenger who gave it to you and the God who sent it to you. And I've seen this too many times. And many believers are believing God for a great revival. But I guarantee you this, it will not come on a weak foundation. And I know this for a fact. God has he's showed it to me so many ways. And as I go forward, I see, you know, there were times I didn't know, you know, that was a time I thought all Christians were like me. You know, people think people are like they are. Even Satan, you know, Satan, Job feared God. He also greatly feared evil. But Satan thought that Job feared judgment. But Job feared God, and he also greatly feared evil, which caused him to be under Satan's control. Satan didn't even realize that the gates were open. So Satan is not as smart as God. He's just smarter than us. He can impress man, but he don't impress God. And he's not clever. He's not like God. He's more like men. He's just evil. But he's nowhere like God. See, the reason I brought that up, there was no man that feared God and shunned evil like Job. God, that was an evaluation. God looked at all the men. Have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him that shuns evil, that fears God and shuns evil? Well, Satan thought that Job was like he was. Said he's going to get Job to curse God to his face. And the Lord told me that Satan thought God feared, Satan thought Job feared judgment. But when Satan did his worst to Job, he found out that Job wouldn't bend. He wouldn't fall. Why? Because he loved God. He didn't understand what was going on around him. He didn't know what was happening to him. He didn't know why it was happening to him. But he would not blame or even curse God. And then his friends came to console him. And when we go through something, we want to be understood. We want support. And in their method of trying to help Job made it worse. But Job still wouldn't recant his faith in God and curse him to his face. And he shamed Satan before the whole universe. And the universe is God's creation. See, everything on earth is done publicly. It's universally publicly. It's public knowledge to the universe, basically. Because everything we do is recorded and broadcasted. So, but the things of God are righteous and pure. And God only builds on a pure foundation. If you follow the track of revelation from Adam all the way to Revelation, God always gave his holy man who loved him his knowledge. And he took great effort to hide it from the wicked. He spoke parables to the wicked, to those that are without. So if God is speaking to you in parables, you need to get saved. And follow the course of the parable. Receive the revelation. See, proud men always despise the revelation knowledge of God. They despise the glory of God. They don't want to come around it. They don't ever go to it on their own. And if they walk into it, they run from it. If they walk into it, they run away from it. And they're not. If you don't believe me, start studying the Word of God. Draw near to the guidance of God and see how many people come around you to learn. Only those that see the light of God and appreciate it will come and talk to you. The rest of them would rather bathe a tiger. And they will not come around. That's just the way it is. Their conversations will become surface. And if they really love the world, they will divorce away from you. It's just the way it is. Because God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. People of Satan They come in every flavor. They come in every walk of life, every age. And they don't like the light. Now, little children belong to the kingdom of God. Little children. But when people are, it don't take much. When people, when parents are groomed according to the world system doesn't work. And it vexes everybody within it. But they're vexed, but they stay in it because that's all they know. They don't know what the love of God will do. They see it through the eyes of pride, and it's ridiculous to them. It doesn't make sense to them. They think it's stupid. And when you have the heart of God, when you have the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God and the love of God in you, you see the world for what it is, how dangerous it is, how divisive it is, how ridiculous it really is, and how you abhor it. But when people look at the glamour of the world, that's just bait, and it will not fulfill your life. But when you look at the Lord, you have the strength to overcome every influence of the world. So God is not going to put a revival on top of anything worldly. God is going to build his revival on pure people, just like you. Anybody listening to these broadcasts, you're motivated, not because it's me, but because these broadcasts come straight from the Holy Ghost. I'm just a messenger. And there's a lady that was older than me, Fuchsia Pickett. I was blessed to hear her a few times at the church at Gardendale, where Lynn Lawson was the pastor. Years ago in the early 90s, I heard her. And I tell you what, I was blessed by it. And she wrote some things that God told her. See, I'm standing on her shoulders because a revival happened back then that included me. The Lord showed her a power plant, and he showed what he was doing. This will help people understand how God works. And first, I'm gonna read the warning. She was dealing with in this section. She was dealing with Absalom's betrayal. You know, Absalom was King David's son. Not the knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of the world. The knowledge of the world is at war with the knowledge of God. Never forget that. And there are people who love power more than they love God or his people. And there are people that will be divisive because they love the world. Just like I said earlier, they think the wisdom and knowledge of God, the revelation knowledge of God, in other words, the breakdown of the word, see, it doesn't put God under their control, so they think it's stupid. A proud man believes in his heart it's stupid to love everybody like God loves you. So when they preach, and there are preachers just like I just described. See, the Lord told me something years ago. He said, some churches are not churches. They're covens full of witchcraft. I didn't understand that concept, but I had to deal with it. There are tares among the wheat. There are people who I don't know if their salvation was mental assent or how this really works, but they were baited into a life of the world. Just yesterday, a friend of mine told me about what happens at Baptist conventions. A lot of times, his pastor told him, said, you're going to see things. You're going to see pastors go to the convention without their wives, with secretaries, with prostitutes. And this is the Baptist convention. Now, I love the Baptist church, but this is what happened. And he said, the pastors don't tell on each other. He left that church because of stuff like that. There are people that will go as low as you as Satan will and preach God's word. And that's evil. And I know Baptist people that's not that way. But Satan is that way, and people are that way, and they infiltrate good organizations. The Baptist Church is a wonderful organization. Is it perfect? Well, what organization is perfect? But there are good people there. These are the betrayers. Now look at what the warning came. Now, Absalom betrayed David. His son rose up in insurrection against his own father for power. If a man would do that to his own father, why be so surprised that evil men won't do that against God? When Satan is involved, wickedness goes up. Okay, this was a warning. Fisher Pickett said that God spoke a startling message to me. This is on page 61 in her book called The Next Move of God. She said, God spoke a startling message to me one night as I was ministering in a church in North Carolina. He declared, I will not allow anyone who touches my plan, my program, my prophets, or my prophecy to be part of or participate in the next move of God. I immediately recognized the book of Jude in outline form in that statement. He had mentioned four of the seven steps that led the church to go into apostasy. I realized that there are sins committed against God that are much worse than sins we commit against our fellow man. It is not a light matter to be involved in criticism or betrayal of an anointed servant of God. Period. So, God will not, he's going to do a holy work. Now this, she wrote, she was getting these revelations before I was born. And the Lord, he does things in a wise way. Everything he do is perfect. Everything he do has meaning. He will build on a firm foundation. People that love each other, people that will do it God's way. You love everybody as God, as Christ loves you. How do you deal with people that are evil in the pulpit? You go back to what Jesus said. You'd handle it God's way. But when you live the light of God's word, you take a stand publicly. You receive the revelation of God, what all that it is, and you live it. And you don't try to save face. You don't try to save. You don't have to try to get people to promote you. You don't have to try to make people like you. You don't have to dance to their evil music. You do it God's way. You live according to the revelation, and you land where you land. You keep drawing near to God, and I promise you, everything that's not like God is going to leave your life. And as it does, you're being promoted. It looks bad on the outside, but God is promoting you. Because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And his people come. They have given in to darkness, and he uses them to, guess what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Those that hate the ways of God, they cannot help your anointing. They can't help you at all. They will leave your life. And you got promoted. I don't care who it is. When it comes down to following God, you have to follow him and obey him. And see, I tell Satan, you can't use anybody against me. You can't There's nothing you can't touch my life. I protect my life. I protect my family's life. But I remember Lynn Lawson said a long time ago, things were going weird at church. I mean, it was just going, things were just out of place. He said, I rebuke every evil word spoken against me and this ministry. And everything cleared up. The enemy uses loose words. See, you don't have to be afraid. God is with you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I used, you know, when people did try things against me or whatever, I laughed at it. It didn't hurt. They can't hurt me because God is with me. And I'm going to love them. It's my job to love them. I don't deviate from the love of God. But see, people who love the world, they can't do that. And then people that you love, you know, they're learning. And if they value anything of God, if they start, people desire to be loved. And when you love them like God loves you and you're stable and you don't hate who they hate, they don't like it, but they can't do nothing but respect it. They have, and if their eyes become open, they can see their way out of darkness. And if they start doing the same thing, they will be out of darkness. They'll believe on Jesus and they'll start receiving revelation and they'll start growing from glory to glory. And then the things of God will start making sense to them and God might be able to save them. I can't make a person get saved. I can't make a person want God. That's up to them. And Jesus said that he prayed for all who hear him. He prayed for his disciples and everybody that hear his disciples. When the rich man went to hell, he wanted Lazarus to put a drop of water on his tongue. And he wanted God to send somebody to warn his five brothers so they wouldn't go to hell. And Jesus said, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they won't hear a man from hell either. But guess what God did? He sent people from hell to warn people. He sent Bill Weiss, Mary Kay Baxter, Donna Rigney. These people went to hell for us. I went to hell. I saw it. I tell people about my little experience. And I read some of the writings and watched the videos of others' experience. I bought Bill Weiss's book and let a guy use it, and he never gave it back. So I had to watch him on YouTube. Listen, God loves us. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And if God took the trouble to make hell, it's because it was necessary. God don't have any satisfaction in letting people be in hell forever. That's a terrible doom. And I don't want that for anybody. But if people won't believe on Jesus, they don't like God. And I'm not trying to make them like him. They're deceived by Satan. They love the world. So that their love of the world causes them to not receive the love of God. They reject the love of God. They think it's stupid. But they want to be loved. And they want to be powerful. And there are so many that you know, I've seen how people respond to revelation. And they think God's going to build a revival on top of foolishness and doctrine. Not going to happen. But the Lord has a plan in place. Those that walk in his love, he's using. He's building up. He's giving wisdom. He's preparing. Sometimes if it looks like you're the only one, if you do the revelation that God is giving you, it's working. Keep drawing near to God. Ask for wisdom. Ask for counsel. When things go wrong, ask the Lord why, just like David did in that drought. Let God teach you. Spend time in his presence. I don't ever worry about this world. I enjoy. I said one day I woke up, I said, I'm not going to despair about it. I know a lot of things. I know a lot of things that's going on, and I know that people are making southbound decisions or hellbound decisions, and I love them and I care about them. And I don't want the worst to happen. I've already been to hell. I understand what it's like, and I know where people are gonna go if they don't choose the ways of God and learn of Him. But guess what? If you try to teach a person against their will, you know it don't work. I try to help. You know, I do my best that I know to help people understand. I'm over here enjoying all this knowledge of God, and then people that I know and grew up with, they running from it. They still want God on their terms. It's not going to work, and I know this. And I care about them. And then the governmental problems, you know, the way that they tried, the way that they did Donald Trump when he was trying to be a blessing in his own way. And the way people talked about him in the media and all this stuff. I said, I'm not going to despair about this. I'm going to enjoy my life. But I'm going to go in God's presence and obey Him. You know, the reason that they hated Trump is because they hated God who sent him. And they know God sent him because he made sense. He made more sense than all the presidents I know of. And we've had some good ones. And they did everything in their power to tear him down based on fear. Now, that means this. They acted on fear. So whatever they feared is going to happen against them. That's just why. That's the only way this is going to end up. But it opened our eyes to some things. And the move of God. When you walk in the love of God, you're safe. When you walk in the love of God, you're safe. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty.